This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Rob. It was an amazing week of Survivor, and we had incredible podcasts with Christian Hubicki and Steven on the Know-It-Alls. Make sure you catch those as well. Plus, The Circle was back this week with an AI contestant. Taryn, Mike Bloom, and Puya broke down the first week of drops from The Circle and on Renap. Who did Sam Moore find for the big guest? Find out on this week's Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast, all right here on RHAP. We know reality TV.
From yesterday, all the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Fido to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good afternoon, depending on your time zone. It's me, Taryn Armstrong, here to update you on the latest Big Brother Canada 11 drop. This is the new intro. Welcome to the new intro.
It's a me, Taryn.
With me to talk about this latest drop is Kirsten. How are you doing, Kirsten?
I am doing great, Taryn. I'm so excited to be on a podcast about apparently a season of Big Brother Canada that's happening. Hey, we're here. I think you've done a lot of solos, so it's nice to get someone in here to join you.
Not gonna lie, I thought today would be a solo too after all the reschedules, but you did it.
Hey, I managed to make it happen. It almost didn't happen.
Yeah. So, you know, we've had to reschedule a bit, but we did get a drop today. So we're getting this in before the roundtable. The roundtable will still be on tonight. For a second there, I thought we were going to do a roundtable without having any idea who the nominations were. But now we do know who the nominations are, at least one of them, and who the target likely is going to try to be. And we also know who the veto winner is. We'll get into all of that as we move through the drop. It was only about an hour long, so you know, really not much. And if you're looking for any Dan content on his HOH week, there was about zero of it. He was doing some 3-point rows with some dumbbells.
Well, yeah, and I was sitting here like, why are we being shown two dudes working out that are not talking when I can hear people talking just one room over? And then I was like, oh, right. Dan's HOH, so we have to see something that he's doing. Got it.
All right. Let's move through this, and I'll try to sort of give you... I will tell you up front, again, we know at least one of the nominees. We know the veto winner, and we know who is likely to be nominated as a replacement nominee once the veto winner uses the veto on a person that I presume to be on the block, but I don't know for sure is on the block. So I'll try to walk you through the clues as we go. But I guess I'll tell you my theory as we move through this is that, in fact, Hope went on the block, I think, but it could be theoretically anyone. And then Renee is on the block next to Hope and or theoretically anyone. Hope no longer wants to leave the game. He is happy to stay. Zach won the veto. I believe Zach plans to use the veto on Hope and or whoever else is on the block. That's not Renee. And then Dan will replace that person, probably Hope, with Rob as a backdoor target. And then will Rob actually go home is another question. But I believe that that's the basics of what's happening here.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I know I saw some stuff on Twitter of people saying, oh, it's Rob and Renee are on the block. And we didn't actually get that confirmed.
I don't believe Rob is on the block yet, but it's understandable why you would have thought so, especially given the Koozie and Santina conversation.
Yeah, so it's coming, I guess, but we'll see. It was a lot of nothing. But yeah, I agree with your theory of the game. And then I think what we're going to start seeing in the show is like Santina with like a glimmer of revolution against Zach that I assume will probably not go well for her, or she'll back off of it. But that's kind of the overall sense I'm getting.
Yes. So the first bit of information I felt that we got was a conversation between Hope and Jonathan in the pantry. He seemed like he was in better spirits. He, I think, was telling Jonathan a story about a basketball game that he was playing in once where he ended up, I think, losing, but in the moment felt like, I'm never going to have a moment like this again, to like an opportunity like this again. And it was, I think, translating that to his experience in the Big Brother house, essentially explaining to Jonathan that he's come to the realization that he's not going to have this opportunity again, which was something that he expressed to Rob when he initially told Rob that he was thinking about leaving, that he did consider the fact that this is his only opportunity to do this in the game. And so it seems as though he is back on board, ready to stay in the game. He talks about the veto competition, how it was a puzzle. He really wanted that dub. He didn't get it. So he hopes that the HOH competition is really physical so he can win it.
Yeah, because they need more of that. So I thought he was talking to Jonathan about the HOH comp from last week, but
that's possible.
Also, could be a real life basketball game. I don't know. And then
they both involve shots. He was doing shots like he was actually basketball playing.
Yeah.
And I don't think you would do those in the HOH competition, but it could have just been what he was using.
Listen, it's hot. We're all putting on our detective hats this season and just trying to figure out what's going on. They also talked about how they want the next HOH to be like the slip and slide competition, which I'm like, cool. Tell me you've never watched Big Brother Canada, because they've never done it here. It's not done.
Yeah, you also did a version of it already in the veto competition. And they're also like, yeah, we want it to be big and physical. Like, you haven't already had the majority of the competitions.
Yeah. You have a good shot that it will be big and physical, because it seems like that's just over the past few years, increasingly what Big Brother Canada does. So whatever, the bros get to just bro out. It's fine.
Yeah. So we cut to a conversation between Koozie and Santina. Santina seems a little down. Koozie is giving a little pep talky vibe to me.
Yeah.
So at first I thought, oh, maybe Santino's on the block, but doesn't seem to be the case. Koozie says, and usually we cut into these conversations halfway through. So like the first part of it, I'm just like trying to parse out what they're saying. Koozie says that she had no idea, or they had no idea, that I knew anything.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's talking about the JM move last week. She's telling Santina to tell people it wasn't her plan. And Santina said it wasn't. Zach is very, very, very good at convincing. And Koozie's like, how did Zach convince you to do that?
Literally. And she just talks about how she would have loved to keep John Michael because, you know, he would be a target ahead and has good social relationships. But, you know, he mentioned he was going to target Zach in front of the bros. And so Zach just kind of got her, and Zach is going to run the decisions every single week. This is a problem.
Yes. She says, he said he was going to put Rob up, but that doesn't affect me at all. I don't know why that. She says, I would have kept him, but apparently he was talking to people. And Koozie's like, was that true? I don't think so. Koozie asks Santina, what would you rather have happen this week? And Santina says, between Renee and Rob, I'd rather have Rob stay to go after my target. Not that Zach is, but he is. And if he's in here, he's going to run this house. So I think this is why people thought Rob was on the block next to Renee. But I believe that Rob is not yet on the block, but he will be. Santina knows this and Kuzi knows this. And so they're talking about the eventual noms, Renee and Rob. Kuzi says Jam should have stayed.
Yeah. And it also could be that what they're talking about, like, oh, they don't know I know anything, could be about the Rob backdoor plan as well. We don't have enough context to really know 100% for sure.
Yes. Kuzi says Dan was the real threat between JM and himself. Santina says she was told that Rob would never trust her because of what she did to JM. So they're clearly already planting seeds against Rob, but she doesn't know if that's true. Kuzi says you should talk to Rob so he doesn't think you were part of the plan to take him out. But it might look like you are because, you know, you're in with those people, I think, essentially. And Santina says, Kuzi, I appreciate you talking to me. You and Jonathan are who I really want to work with in this game.
Because they're genuine. So this is kind of the start of the framing of Santina is reevaluating her game. She wants to be perceived differently. She does not want to be perceived as sneaky or playing, you know, like less than forthcoming. Words are escaping me. But then she's going to go talk to John and it's kind of the same stuff.
Yes, she talks to Jonathan. And this to me was the first indication. Okay, Rob is not on the block yet because Jonathan does not seem to have any idea that Rob is in trouble, or at least he does not seem to be worried about Rob being in trouble.
John literally says in this conversation that, oh, he didn't realize there were sides. He thought everything was all just good. And my guy, you're in the Big Brother house.
He says he didn't know anything about, you know, he was just told he was a target of JM's. And so he felt like that was the right call. Santina says this whole situation is really changing her way of looking at who she wants to work with in the game. Jonathan says, well, if I want HOH, I would just put the people up that I want out. No backdoor nonsense. I'm here to just play a straightforward game. She says, that's how I wanted to play. And Jonathan says, well, look, I trust Rob. He's my guy and I trust you. You two are people that are here to play the right way. He wants to put something together that's genuinely strong, some kind of alliance with the three of them, essentially. He says, if we're going to build something really powerful, we could also bring in Dan. And this is when I was really like, okay, Rob is definitely not on the block yet.
Yeah.
Because Jonathan thinks that he can work with Dan right now. He says, Santina's like, I mean, Dan's, you know, he's good. He's good at competitions, but he's easily convinced of things. and Jonathan's like, I don't know. I feel like I've built a good relationship with him. And she kind of closes off a little bit after that part in the conversation, I think, because she knows that Rob is currently planning to put Rob, that Dan is currently planning to put Rob up, and that is not going to be good for Jonathan and how he perceives Dan. So they're talking about working together. And again, I think Jonathan is unaware of how in danger Rob might be.
Yeah. And of course, we know that the veto ceremony typically happens on Monday, but they do also confirm like, oh, we think it'll happen tomorrow. Today.
Then they talk more about like playing the right way and all that stuff.
The one thing that I thought was a little bit interesting was Santina openly wonders like how she's being seen on the show. If maybe she could be being seen as a bad guy or villain. And John, I think, settled that pretty quick with, oh no, there's no way you could be seen as a bad guy, and reassured her really well, which is promising about him, but also like he doesn't have any idea what's going on this week, so can't be too promising.
Santina's then gonna go talk to Ty, and she asks how he's doing. He says good always. He asks how she's doing. She says, I'm just trying to take a step back and figure out what's best. Zach's a hard person to talk to. Ty says, look, I understand that people look at Zach as if he's a mastermind and everything, but he just thinks about the game more. My perspective is that he looks out for our best interest, and I'd rather work with someone focused on the game over how they feel. I know you feel like he had an influence over you last week, but I think it's like a good thing. Zach is with us. We shouldn't be too worried about Zach. And then he moves on and he talks about Rob. He says, as soon as Rob made the comment, I took a step back. You can do what you want with Shania, Rob, says Ty. She asks, where do you think Jonathan is with all of this? Ty says, I like Johnny, but I feel like he's very impressionable. So he's going to go along with whoever he's in a room with. I don't ever go to John and tell him I don't feel good about somebody. I just tell him what the plan is. And that's a lie because we saw him do this like four drops ago. He says, I know Rob can be detrimental to John because he'll put thoughts in John's head and they'll fester. They'll start seeing things that aren't there. So basically he's saying, John, I like him, but as long as Rob is around, we can't like tell him too much because Rob is a bad influence.
Yeah. And Santina is like lightly broaching the waters of like, oh, Zach could be a problem. Maybe we don't like Zach. And Ty instantly shuts it down. And so hopefully Santina's recognizing that because he really is going all out about how Zach sees things strategically. He's doing what's best for the team. And, you know, Zach's actually really hurt that you don't trust him. So like maybe that's a problem. And she pushes back a little like, oh, you know, it's hard for me to trust someone who's friends with everyone. And Ty is just pushing like, we can't have any emotions and we can't feel anything. This is a game.
Yep. Yeah, lots of Zach stuff. She says she'll talk to him later. He says, you should work with Zach. She also asks he asks how she feels about. He feels hurt. She says she's okay with sending Rob home if that's how it is. She just needs to figure out how to deal with Zach. Ty asks her, how do you feel about sending Dan home next week? And she says, well, Dan is very strong, so eventually he has to go. She asks him, is the house on board with taking Rob out? And Ty says, yes. Even people you would think would be his numbers are on board. Shania, for instance, is not happy with him. Once he started moving in certain ways, he had to go. Once Rob goes, you can get closer to the girls because you can fill that hole. He's like a buffer between you and the girls. But once he's gone, you can fill his place and be that strong presence for them because you're like one of the guys, you know?
Yeah, he keeps saying that. And it is very, very weird. And I think it's just because Ty slipped up a little bit talking about, I think about how John Michael was going after the guys last week. And then he kind of was like, and, you know, I see you as one of the guys. Like, and now he's just pushing that to kind of cover like, oh, obviously that's not what's going on here.
Yeah. So Shania says, look, I'm okay with it. If Rob needs to go, he needs to go. But do you think that Zach using the veto is going to create a bigger target on him and us? So we're now finding out again for sure, or at least close to it, that Zach plans to use the veto to put Rob up on the block. She says both you and him have pulled people off the block now. Ty says, well, him using the veto keeps the focus on him, which is good for us. He'll be a bigger target than us. If Zach leaves, you'll probably be next, Santina. He goes on to talk more about Rob. He says, you know, even Claudia came up to me the other day saying she hoped Rob wasn't getting backdoored. So clearly, and she said she heard it from Shania, which means Rob said it. So clearly he doesn't trust his people. So you know what's going to happen. We need to take him out.
I always love this. I love when people, part of the justification for targeting them is like, oh, well, they're so paranoid. And it's like, well, you've only all been talking about getting rid of him for days and days. But yeah, he's just not trustworthy. And that's the problem.
She says again, she's got to talk to Zach. Ty says, well, don't tell Zach about Dan needing to go yet. When Dan leaves, Zach will lose one of his strong numbers, which is good for us. It will help prevent him from controlling the game like you're worried about. She says, thank you. You're right. You're absolutely right. And he says, again, he goes on to talk more about Rob. He says, Rob is telling too many people too many things. She says, well, look, I got to win HOH next week. Yeah. He says, well, are you comfortable making the move on Dan? She says, yes, that's what I should have done last week. He says, you're entitled to your opinion, but JM was the right move. that's pretty much the strategic content of the drop. Again, you know, that's sort of where we seem to be. Rob is likely going up on the block when Hope and or whoever else, doesn't really matter because they're coming down, comes down.
Yes. And so from the Renee side of things, we mostly in this job see her just wanting things to be cleaned. She wants to spend time on her own. She just needs like a solo day. And then we get the final wrap up with it's Claudia, Anika, Renee, and Shania at the end. Yes. After Shania has her conversation with Rob, which I mean is not strategic, but we obviously have to talk about it.
Yes. So half of this drop is dedicated to Shania and Rob. And we cut right to her saying, "Listen, Rob, when I meet someone and I'm attracted to them, like I am with you, it's pretty rare. I don't have patience for games. I just put it out there. So I just needed to have this conversation with you. I don't know where you stand and it's driving me nuts." That's what I have to say, essentially.
And yeah, she says she's not really looking for a boyfriend in her life. And it's rare for her to meet someone that she actually likes on top of just being attracted to them. And Rob goes, it's like if you ever watch the press conference after a hockey game and they're like, "Oh, you know, we had to like capitalize on our opportunities. You know, we're all just out here with our hearts. We're making our best shots. We're doing what we can. We're, you know, cohesive as a team." Like just a lot of words that are not saying a lot. And Rob is very clear that he is not interested in her, that, you know, he's paranoid in the game, but he's not just going to sit there and call her sweet nothings because it's not fair to her. It's not fair to him. And they need to compartmentalize their relationship for this game because he likes her more like a friend, but he would really like to work with her in the game.
Yes. And he explains as well. He says, "You're definitely not the last person I wanted to talk to." It seems like she perhaps mentioned that he didn't really talk to her yesterday and that she felt like the last person he wanted to talk to. He says that was not the case. "The reason I didn't talk to you yesterday was because I thought I was seeing people move against me. And I'm not sure if I'm being paranoid, but it's been tough." He says, "I'm not sure how this whole thing blew up or how my name was dragged into it, but I am concerned for my own safety in the game right now," which he should be. He says, "On a personal level, I really enjoy you. I want to play the game with you. On an emotional level, I don't want to lead you on. I don't want to make you feel like I'm available for that. I don't really know where I stand ultimately. And so I understand if you want to hate me for that. I just feel like, you know, we've been ourselves and we get along well. And I'm really sorry if I made you feel a certain way. It's never been my intention to lead you on." Shania says, "Okay, well, if I'm being honest, I do think I need to pull back." And he says, "That's okay. I get it on an emotional level, but I do need to know game-wise where you stand because I might be going up on the block tomorrow," essentially is what he's saying, but he doesn't say that straight up. And she says, I'm still with you game-wise.
Yeah. So, you know, good for them. And Rob says, "I love this so much." He says that he can't help being flirty and the quirky and the banter. And I just... anyone who's listened to the Hot Dummies on Islands feed knows that I love when just profoundly hot people talk about how weird and quirky they are. It's just, it's 10 out of 10 funny every single time.
Yes. He says, "Well, keep this between us, but I think there's going to be a discussion about whether to keep me here soon." And he wants her to know that he was not moving in a certain way with her because of game. It was just because, you know, that's just, you know, he liked her and they were friends and whatever. And it was never a game thing. And she says she gets it. And then we cut to, as you mentioned, a debrief. Anika, Renee, Claudia ask Shania how it went with Rob. She says, "Not great." They're like, "What do you mean?" She's like, "It was embarrassing. I just got friend zoned." So.
And I just love, like, this is, I feel like, a very normal conversation for a group of friends to be having. And so it is cool to see that kind of thing in Big Brother. And they're just like, "But how? Like, how did you get friends? Like, what did he say exactly?"
Delivery?
Yeah, how was the delivery? And this is where I did, like, it's always like, you know, it's shooters shoot, and I could never be a shooter. So I have to respect Shania for that part. But then she goes, "Oh, well, you know, I'm not an idiot. I knew in my gut that this would happen." And it's like, okay, well, why did you shoot your shot on national television then? If you knew.
Yeah, they ask how it went. She says it was about what you'd expect. He was fine. It's just embarrassing. It's on national television. Renee says, and this is kind of a sweet moment. Renee's like, "Hey, I really admire the vulnerability, your vulnerability, going for something you wanted." She gives a pep talk. And she says, you know, after all the pep talk, she's like, "Now we're just going to get my bootay out of hot water and move on." So again, kind of confirming Renee currently on the block. Shania says, "You know, it's just tough to not go to a place where I'm like, if I was just a little prettier, And Renee's like, no, listen, you're going to have plenty of, you know, tall, dark and handsome tattooed guys on the outside. And you've got Dan in here ready to lay out the red carpet for you. So don't be down on yourself.
Yeah. She says that there will be a taller, hotter, more blue green eyes, more tattooed man that will do anything for her outside of the house. And that Dan would lay down on the ground for her to walk over so that she wouldn't be uncomfortable, which I love. I am living for that. That is how you are supporting a friend. I loved it so much. And then was it Ty who walked in on
Ty walks this? In and it's super awkward.
It was really awkward because like they didn't adjust the camera at all. So you couldn't even see like his head. And so like I was
when
like
Charlie Brown's parents walk in.
Yes, literally. And so I was like, I'm pretty sure that's Ty, but I actually couldn't tell 100% because there was no face in the frame. And Shania's clearly like, she's not weeping or anything, but she's visibly upset. And he's like, like, do you need anything? Like, no, like, get out of here.
Yeah, like he sees her crying and he doesn't like just like dip out like you normally would. He just kind of stands there and is like, so about the question I'm asking?
Yeah. And again, Renee does a really good job of kind of calming the awkwardness because she's like, oh, no, we're all good. But like, I do want to kick your butt at pool later. So I feel like she is pretty fun from what we've seen so far. I do like her, but I don't know.
She could be in trouble.
She's got her bootay in hot water.
Yes. So that's about what we have here for this drop. We will be live in roughly 2.5 hours for the roundtable. In the meantime, Rob's going to be live for the Survivor feedback show. So you can tune in for that. We'll probably have more to say on this, drop, trying to speculate and rate these players on the roundtable in just a bit. So you can tune in for that. As always, find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong, and check out all the stuff I just did, the Survivor Stock Watch. Kirsten, what do you got?
So you can follow me everywhere at Kirsten Said What, including twitch.tv/Kirsten Said What, and check out Mess Magnets over on the Reality TV Wrap Ups, where Sasha and I are talking about pop culture, celeb gossip, trending topics. Things we know more about than the inside of the Big Brother Canada house.
There we go. All right. Well, thank you all so much for joining us here today. And I will see you soon, I guess, for the roundtable.
Maybe.